systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jamble. Today is a Friday, December 17th, 2001. Oh, my name is Matt.
Hi. And my name is Danny.
It looked like a three, I'm sorry. Episode 437. Episode 477, the Jamhole. Thejamhole.com/live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, of course. 406-204-4687.
You can. You want to just be straight and say what episode it is again?
437.
No.
437. 437.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Positive.
Assuming yesterday was 436, yes. Or Monday, or Wednesday, or whatever.
Are you
the fuck
cool,
it was.
Dude? You've got everything all twisted.
I'm cool.
Alright.
Don't get it twisted. You made me second guess myself.
Well, you made me second guess you in the beginning. So, sorry.
Can I play a voicemail for you real quick?
I suppose.
Okay. I think you're all going to enjoy this.
Hey, you know why the snowman was smiling?
Jesus.
He heard the snowblower coming up the street.
Wow.
Our sales guy, thank you.
Thank you. I heard that one at your Christmas party.
Yes.
Yes.
Very enjoyable. You know what else I heard this morning? All day? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Mary.
Mary who?
Merry Christmas!
It's not really funny.
He said it like so many times. As he was leaving, I was like, dude, you're right. The third time, it is funny.
Oh my God.
He gave
dude.
Me the finger.
He did.
Yes, he did.
Wow. Love so, it. How are you today?
I'm well.
Yeah.
How are you?
Still have a huge phone bill.
Still?
Still.
How many cocks does it take to rack up $900? See, $10 a cock. So 90 cocks.
90.
You will have to suck 90 cocks. Or, you know what?
Or just pay it.
For the month of December, I will pitch in $10 every time you suck this particular cock. Can't say that I'll match or double anybody else's money, but I will do that for you. So you could even just say, fuck everybody else, suck this cock 90 times, boom, phone bill paid.
Now, do you have to come every time?
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well, sorry, dude.
Hey, dude, sometimes you take 10 minutes to come, and sometimes you take an hour.
Well, right? If I wasn't, you know, that's a lot
of
money.
$10 for every 10 minutes.
$1 a minute?
Yes.
Yeah, that's never going to happen.
Suck it, okay?
Is it? Yes. Is it, though? Will
You're
it be?
You're the one who screams my name,
Will
so.
It be? Would you suck cock better if you were getting paid for it?
Maybe.
Because you're like, I'm better earn my money here. 90 times.
Right, dude.
We can only do it once a day, though.
Never going to get this bill paid off.
Then. Well, I'm just saying, you can't suck my cock 60 times in one day and be like, where's my $600?
Because
I don't have $600 at the mo.
You just have to make payments.
No, I'm going to say, okay, I'll give you three a day. I could afford $30 a day, maybe.
That's gay.
Well, so
How about
is
you
having
just give me money.
So is
and
having.
I'll continue.
I already
being
paid,
awesome to
I already
you.
Put my time in paying your phone bill. I've retired from that.
Oh yeah, because I might need you to, you know, help me out again.
Well,
with that. You know, because they might shut my whole thing off, so I might need to move my number. But I'll pay my phone bill, so that's all right.
Well, I'm glad that's recorded.
Most of the time.
So how are you? Besides your fucking throbbing phone bill, Your giant throbbing phone bill.
It's veiny. No, I'm all right. I don't know. Went to work today.
Awesome.
Did the work thing. Yeah, I got a party tomorrow of like 50 people I got to prepare for tomorrow.
Nolly says, phone bill, that's going to cost you anal. I'll think about that.
No.
I think about, no?
You know what, Nolly's, I hate you. I'm going to ban you, so.
Don't do that. Remember what happens when you abuse that power. I ban you.
And then you don't get anal.
I turn your mic off. Time out 5 minutes.
Yeah, good job. Time out your co-host.
Mm-hmm.
Smart move.
So, you know the other day we were talking about the whole WikiLeaks thing?
Uh-huh.
So, he finally got out of jail there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He did not die?
No. And
he didn't get your key?
He didn't. No, not yet. Still waiting for my key for insurance.aes256.
I'm curious to see what's in it, damn it.
He's staying at a house now near Bungay, Suffolk, being freed on bail by the High Court in London while awaiting extradition proceedings. He said more information would be published by the whistleblowing website following his release. And he denies the allegations made by Swedish prosecutors about the whole sex thing.
Okay, so...
this is kind of interesting. He says he's 39 years old. He's actually from Australia. I didn't know that. Somebody said he was from Sweden or something. I was like, what? I didn't think he was from Sweden. I didn't know. I didn't think he was from Australia either. He said the case against him, quote, "My feeling is, in fact, that there's a number of different interests, personal, domestic, and international, that are all feeding from this process and encouraging it and pushing it along. But it is revealing some important things. It's revealing some disturbing aspects of Europe." Hmm. "For example, did you know they still use dungeons in castles?" No.
No.
"For example, any person in any European country can be extradited to any other European country without the provision of any evidence whatsoever." That's kind of interesting. I didn't know that. So if you're in jail in, like, Switzerland, they can extradite you to... anywhere, to Italy or something, just like that, without having to examine. Like, we did that to Mark Emery. We extradited him from Canada here so he could sit in our jail for the whole pot seed bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there was evidence of him actually selling seeds, but, you know, still silly, but... this, there was no evidence about the sexual thing, but they were still, like, trying to extradite him.
Now, is that just because it was in Switzerland, or...
wherever that was.
I thought it was Switzerland. I don't know. But is that just because it was there and they don't really care?
Yeah, they want him there. They want him there. Okay. They want to try him here. Ow. Well, not here, but there, yeah.
Whatever.
He says, referring to the WikiLeaks website, "Now that I'm back to assist the directing of our ship, our work will proceed in a faster manner. But, as we have seen with my absence," and this is key, "things are well set up to proceed even without my direct involvement." So, you know, if I'm not around anymore, let's say, this shit's still going down.
Oh, yeah. Well, and Nolly says, insurance thing.
"Unless you're in France, ask that Polanski guy." Yeah, right. And Berger says, "And the chick was paid by the CIA. Or, yeah, it isn't rape. What if what he did was rape? We have all raped someone." And she was paid by the CIA.
Have we?
Yeah, pretty sure.
I think you've raped me a couple of times.
At least.
Yeah.
That you know of. Christy Wark asked Mr. Assange if he would give his word of honor that he would not try to abscond before the next hearing. He replied, this is the Newsnight presenter from the BBC, she asked him that. He replied, "We've done everything by the book. We have tried as hard as possible to set up a situation where we can clear my name of these allegations. But what we have not seen is the provision of any evidence or material to allow us to do that." Haven't they made the evidence yet? Haven't they fabricated the evidence? How long does it take to frame somebody? Jesus Christ.
Not too long. Come on.
Mr. Justice O'Sally ordered Mr. Assange be bailed on payment of 240,000 British pounds in cash and sureties. The judge imposed strict bail conditions, including wearing an electronic tag, reporting to police every day, and observing a curfew. God, that would be so fucking annoying, especially if it was for something you didn't do.
Oh, yeah.
I would be so fucking pissed.
Oh, yeah. That's how most people feel, you know? They're like, I didn't do this shit, and they're on parole, and they have to abide by all this shit. They have to go to fucking these meetings and crap. They have to go and see their probation or parole officer, you know, whenever they're told to. They have to fucking wake up at like 6 some in the morning and call
Fuck
down to a number.
That.
And this is how it was in Florida. If the last number of their social security number was said on this recording, they had to get up, drive across town to the fucking, whatever the department was, and piss.
Wow.
Total random.
Fuck,
you had to
that.
Call every morning, every like Monday through Friday, you know, weekend.
Note
call.
To self, don't ever get put on probation.
But yeah,
fuck
you
that.
Had to call every morning, and if their number was called, you had to go in and piss.
Ugh.
And the guy that I knew that was on it wasn't allowed to have anything, including alcohol.
The burger says it wouldn't even be jail time if he was convicted, a fine of about $700 or less. No shit.
So, like, this guy was even on that probation during his 21st birthday, and he wasn't allowed to have alcohol, right? So every Friday, he would just drink belligerently.
Nice.
So that way it was out of his system by Monday if he had to piss. I thought that was just
way to
crazy.
Beat the system.
It was because he, check this out. This is funny. Sorry, I totally got off topic.
No,
this
please,
is funny.
Please.
Him and
this
a friend
a
of his
show.
Were sitting in his car in the friend's yard. And just sitting in the yard in the car, smoking a blunt with some coke on it. And they had the little baggie, like a little dime bag of blow in on the center console thing. And a cop pulled up into the yard next to the car right as the dude was taking a hit off the blunt.
Nice.
And
timing is everything.
Then the cop put him down, reported it as him pulling him over.
Oh, that's cheating.
Yeah. And, you know, and then the friend obviously said, you know, blamed it on the driver, said, oh,
obviously.
It's his blow, blah, blah, blah. And so I just thought it was funny.
I feel like, actually, you just got done sucking me off for that. So that's all yours, bud. Bought and paid for.
I just think it's funny that he put him down for pulled
no
over when he, like,
yeah.
cruised
oh,
up into the yard.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. It was crazy.
So he has to reside at a manor home on the Norfolk-Suffolk border owned by Vaughan Smith, a WikiLeaks supporting journalist and owner of the Frontline Club in London. I'm sure that's just terrible. It's this elaborate mansion, I'm pretty
right.
sure. Owner of the Frontline Club? Yeah, pretty sure. Mr. Assange has spent the previous 8 nights in prison. Mr. Assange's solicitor, Mark Stevens, said after the court appearance that the bail appeal was part of a continuing vendetta by the Swedes. So it was Sweden, not Switzerland.
Ah.
Correction issued. Speaking to the BBC after his release, he said there was a rumor from his lawyers in the U.S. that there had been an indictment made against him there. A spokeswoman from the U.S. Department of Justice would only confirm there was a, quote, ongoing investigation into the WikiLeaks matter. So you haven't quite found anything to get him yet.
Oh.
He had received the backing of a number of high-profile supporters, including Matt and Dang from The Jam Hole, Jen Mycon, and Bianca Jaeger, and film director Ken Loach. And, as you'll see in our next story here, Larry Flynt. So, the sex allegations. WikiLeaks has published hundreds of sensitive American diplomatic cables, details of which have appeared in The Guardian and in the UK, and several other newspapers around the world. Interesting. Should we make sex scandals about them as well? He has been criticized in the U.S., where former Republican vice presidential candidate and, complete fucking idiot, Sarah Palin... and former TV reality show starlet Sarah fucking Palin
Woo.
Has said he should be hunted down like the Al-Qaeda leadership. We need to hunt him down. He's making us look dumb. We do that ourselves. No one makes us look dumb but us. Mr. Assange argues the allegations against him are politically motivated, and designed to take attention away from the material appearing on WikiLeaks. So he, like, releases something, and then over here the government's like, no, wait, but look at this! He fucked a Swedish chick, kinda, we're making this up, but look at us! Don't look over there! Look over here! Don't worry about that. Can we shut that down? We've been trying, sir. We can't. Every time we shut it down, it seems like 10 more pop up. We can't do it. We shut down the DNS server illegally, but they're just using IPs now and forwarders. We don't know what to do. And everyone has the insurance file, so we can't kill him.
I'm sorry.
But, sir, I would love to kill him because I'd die to know what's in that thing. Everybody. They're like, what is that?
Come on.
So he's accused of having unprotected sex with a woman identified only as Miss A. When she insisted, he used a condom. So, yeah, I think we're all guilty as charged. That sounds so made up.
He was accused of
having unprotected sex with Miss A, we'll call her. And she told him to use a condom, and he did it, so put him in jail. Really? Is that even against the law?
Have you ever done that when a chick says, you know, to use a condom, and you pretend like you put it on, but you totally don't?
No, dude. Well, yeah, but you don't get caught because you always have the condom there when you pull it out and you put it on real quick, and you're like, ta-da.
You've done that?
No.
Oh my God,
I don't know.
Dude.
No,
you're like,
I was like,
but
honey, your vagina was so tight, the condom just came off.
Where's that then?
In your vagina.
Oh my God, dude.
The awesome thing is, lucky me, there totally happened to be one in there.
Oh my God, dude.
Ba-da-ba.
Wow, man. Wow.
Disgusting. Thank you. So if you want to sponsor this show, email me. He's also accused of having, yep, you guessed it, unprotected sex with another woman. You know what her name was?
Miss B.
Miss W.
Damn it.
While she was asleep.
Was that me?
Also, maybe. Guilty as charged. A full extradition here. That is such bullshit. That is so made up. Oh my God, you can't even make it sound real. What you should have done was created those women Facebook profiles and been like, oh my God, we totally just got raped last night by Julian Assange.
God.
Yeah, that's it. Extradition hearing should normally take place within 21 days of the arrest. He was arrested on December 7th, so this should be by December 28th. However, in such a high-profile case where we have to fabricate all of this evidence, it is possible that a full extradition hearing will not take place for several months or ever.
That's gay.
At that hearing, he will be able to challenge the warrant and raise any defenses to the extradition request. You know,
once
he sees what the fuck he's being charged with.
I'm sure he wants to get this done and over with, and they're just going to drag
it. I don't know. I'd be
kind
of cool chilling in that mansion. I don't know. Do you think he has a mansion?
Yeah, but he's, like, on lockdown, probably.
Yeah, that whole reporting to the fucking thing,
that. Yeah. I would be trying to get that done and over with as soon as fucking possible.
Burger says, Nolly says he did use one, it just broke, so of course he is a vicious rapist. Burger says the first one broke, the other one, the first time he had sex, he used it. The second time, they didn't.
So... Did they use a rape kit on her or anything? Did she, like,
I doubt it.
Does
she even exist?
No, well, like...
Can you find two Swedish girls this guy did?
If it's just hearsay and there's no... You know, she didn't go into the fucking emergency room or whatever, like, right after it happened and be like, I was just raped. Will you please do a rape kit on me and make sure I'm okay?
Or even call
and report it.
Doubt it. Burger says, no, they did not do a rape kit. It's completely hearsay and probably totally made up. So
that's ridiculous.
But yeah, so Larry Flint, a publisher of Hustler magazine and free speech advocate, he writes, why I am donating $50,000 to the WikiLeaks Defense Fund. This is pretty cool.
Nice.
Let's get something straight, he says. Julian Assange is a journalist. You can argue that he is not practicing journalism the way you think it should be practiced, releasing classified U.S. State Department documents and whatnot, but he's a journalist nonetheless, and for many of us, he's a hero. I'm sick and tired of the politicians and political pundits treating this man as if he were a criminal. If WikiLeaks had existed in 2003 when George W. Bush was getting up the war in Iraq, America might not be in the horrendous situation it is today,
true,
with our troops fighting in three countries, counting Pakistan, and the consequent cost in blood and dollars. Here's what I know about censorship, And if anyone knows, this is the guy that knows.
Okay.
Irvin Rosenfeld, he's the guy who knows about medical marijuana. Me, I know a little bit about podcasting. This guy, definitely censorship. It's a fucking hustler, man. Come on.
Wow.
Did you ever watch that movie? The
No.
People versus Larry Flint? No?
No.
Pretty good movie. Woody Harrelson.
Yeah?
Nice butt.
I like Woody Harrelson.
As usual.
He does have a nice butt. Loves to show it off.
Every movie.
Everyone.
I'm curious if he... I don't remember, actually, now that I mentioned
it. He's
going to
be buried face down in his coffin with ass up.
Could he show that as Larry Flint?
I don't know.
I don't remember that now. So, the free flow of information is ultimately less harmful than the impeded flow of information. Absolutely. If you try to stop something from getting out, it's just going to want to get out there more.
Of course. Like, you tell a kid, don't eat that, they're
exactly
going to eat it. Okay.
A democracy cannot exist without total access to the facts. What's wrong is that a concerned outsider, an Australian publisher, not our own vaunted mainstream press, exposed the secret documents. For that, he has been hit with dubious criminal charges because his condom failed during a sexual encounter. Give me a break. He should not have to face prison sentence. We should have a ticker tape parade for this brave man. Well, $50,000 richer for sure. So, this is kind of awesome. I just saw this. Pro WikiLeaks hackers send open letter to Glenn Beck.
Dude, what?
What a fucking douche.
Awesome.
The group professing to be anonymous has issued an open letter to Glenn Beck. Essentially, Anonymous would like Beck to know that A, they are not affiliated with WikiLeaks, and B, revolution is a good thing, and Beck is more than welcome to join theirs. Yeah, right.
Oh,
fuck. All right. Moving on, Berger sent this into us. We've all been right. talking a little bit the last couple weeks about the whole TSA thing.
Uh-huh.
Gaping holes.
Oh, what a gaper.
Let's just all take a collective minute to immaturely giggle at gaping holes.
A gaper.
Apparently a loaded gun slipped past the TSA screeners.
Because it was in a gaper.
Because it was up in a gaping hole. Last fall, as he had done hundreds of times, Iranian-American businessman Farid CF passed through security at a Houston airport and boarded an international flight. What he did not realize was that he had forgotten to remove the loaded snub-nosed baby Glock pistol from his computer bag. Oh, oops.
Oops.
But TSA officers never noticed as his bag glided along the belt and was x-rayed. When he got to his hotel after the three-hour flight, he was shocked to discover the gun traveled unnoticed from Houston.
Did he, like, report it?
Oops.
Be like, hey, you guys totally missed it?
Missed this! Pew, pew, yeehaw!
Like, did he say
quote,
something?
It's just impossible to miss it, you know? I mean, this is not a small gun. How can you miss it? You cannot miss it! Stupid Americans! But the TSA did miss it, and despite what most people believe about the painstaking effort to screen airline passengers and their luggage before they enter the terminal, it was not that unusual. That's what we've been saying. It's for show. It's to make you feel safe. You're not really safe. Fuck.
That's pretty crazy that a gun slipped through. Like, I could see, like, a pocket knife or something like that getting through on accident. You know, like a chick shoves it in her twat and it looks like a tampon or some crap. But a fucking gun?
Fuck yeah.
What kind of gun was it?
.38 snub nose.
Okay,
Glock?
that's a little smaller than a .357 and not, you know, a fucking
or
cylinder.
No, it didn't say .30. I thought it's a .38 for some reason. It just says snub nose baby Glock. So 9, right? 9 millimeter?
Maybe, I don't know.
He says it's not a small gun, so, yeah.
Well, then...
Experts say that
shame
every...
Shame on you, TSA.
Yeah, shame on you. They say that every year since the September 11th terror attacks, federal agencies have conducted random covert red team tests where undercover agents try to see just how much they can get past security checks at major U.S. airports. And while the Department of Homeland Security closely guards the results as classified, those that have leaked in media have been quite shocking.
Wow, dude.
Like, according to one...
Bet if you do it right, you could get away with anything.
Like murder. Undercover TSA agents testing security at a Newark airport terminal in one day in 06 found that TSA screeners failed to detect concealed bombs and guns 20 out of 22 times.
Oh my god, dude.
An 07 government audit leaked to USA Today revealed that undercover agents were successful slipping simulated explosives and bomb parts through LAX in 50 out of 70 times. And at Chicago O'Hare Airport, 75 attempts, or they made 75 attempts and got through 45 undetected.
Jesus.
There's
maybe
your,
these people that they're hiring for TSA just
don't give a shit. Fuck, dude. It's just there to look like
so many
we're
people,
doing something.
There's so many people going through those fucking things every day. That I bet you in the beginning of the job, like when they first get hired, they take it seriously.
It all looks the fucking same.
Dude, they've probably, you know, at that point, they're just like,
do you know how many dildos I've seen?
Right? You know, you've got to be watching it
those
pass by, and you're like, yep.
We're too busy looking at tits on the fucking x-ray machine, dude. Sorry.
You ever look at something and you're thinking about something else and then you don't
realize
what you're looking at?
You get bored like any other job.
Yep. And you totally lose interest.
I do that sometimes when I'm reading stories. I just zone out. I take a minute and I walk over here, but I'm still sitting here.
And you're still reading.
I think my eyes cross a little bit. Like, you'll see me. If I do that during the show, you'll know.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, you'll be reading something and you're thinking about something else. And you don't even realize what you're reading. You don't remember a lick of what you said.
Exactly.
You know.
Like, I do that when you're talking all the time.
Thanks.
Except on the show. Mm-hmm. This is your hour. That you get me to pay attention to you 3 days a week. You get 3 hours a week.
I can't even talk to you about shit sometimes on the show.
Sometimes.
So, yeah, that's not very nice. You got to give me more than that.
All right. Got a study here for you. This is kind of cool. Okay. Give free booze to the homeless alcoholics. Hey, why not? Huh?
I have.
BC liquor prices should be increased to reduce illness and injuries, and alcoholic beverages should be given free to homeless alcoholics, addiction researchers at the University of Victoria said in a wide-ranging report. Is that good? Hey.
I was doing what you do.
Hey, buddy. Want some boozy woozies? Want a little boozy woozy? Yes. Don't give them food. Give them booze.
That's all I really
want. That's all they know.
Okay, they might need a sandwich before the booze.
No, fuck that.
Some bread to soak up all that. So you don't
it can cost enough. As little as 58 cents for a standard drink bought through government-run BC liquor stores, meaning it costs as little. You can support a bum for as little as $2.32.
Oh, my God. A day or what?
For an average woman to exceed national guidelines for daily consumption, as little as $2.80 for an average man to get them drunk. That cost is much lower than in Saskatchewan and Ontario, and the study recommends the BC government raise the prices on the cheapest wines, ciders, and beers.
No.
The price increase would have to go hand in hand with introducing alcohol harm reduction programs for homeless problem drinkers who could otherwise resort to hazardous sources such as rubbing alcohol.
Ugh, God, how could you
mouthwash?
That's disgusting.
Oh, can you imagine just the fluoride building up in there?
Dude.
Fuck that.
That's disgusting. I don't like mouthwash anyway, so. Yeah, that's gross.
The results, they said other similar programs in other jurisdictions are proving worthwhile.
What?
The results are spectacular.
I can't believe they're actually doing this.
There's reduced alcohol consumption. There's fewer admissions to hospital, to prison. So this is a group that needs stabilizing for accommodation, health, and criminal behavior as well.
Just keep them drinking.
You know, it's funny. Okay. I don't see any study about, you know, giving pot to the potheads because they're all fucked up and homeless.
Because they're too lazy to get off their couch.
Because they're all
quiet.
Homeless. Potheads aren't homeless. So there.
Most of them.
This kind of makes me want to wish I could drink and enjoyed it because I would totally be a bum and move to Canada and say fuck everything. You think you could have a girlfriend while you were a bum in Canada?
No.
Really?
Really.
I bet you could swing it.
If your girlfriend was a bum, too.
I bet if you worked it right, you could get a place to live out of that.
Probably.
I know.
Knock her up and then plea to the...
And then you'd get a check.
Yeah.
Fucking brilliant. Do that. Maybe that's why we're so overpopulated. Everyone's doing that. They're like, dude, Matt, we've known this forever. We have like 5 kids. We make bank.
Well, where is it that,
I hate my life, but I'm
this?
So rich.
Is it like England or some shit? I can't remember where
Canada.
They're doing it, but you actually get paid to be a single teenage mother.
To have kids? That's the UK. UK does that.
Yeah, if you have a child and you're under, you know, a certain age or whatever, they give you a house and a check.
Cha-ching.
That should not be rewarded.
It should not be motivated at the very least.
I mean, I see that I see their point. They're trying to help with single mothers, but now that they know that, they're going to take advantage of it.
Oh, absolutely.
Pop out a kid.
I can sit on home on Facebook all day and grow fucking plants.
Fuck yeah.
Duh. Burger says, how about Coke to the Cokeheads? Daddy?
Yeah, there you go. Fucking, it's a low, low cost.
Moving to Canada?
$250 a day.
Oh, fuck. They say,
keep me high.
Raising the price to $1.50 minimum could have a major impact on everything from hospital visits and traffic accidents to venereal disease. Ooh, the VD. There's something that we all have to deal with, huh? Quote, I know it's not a very popular thing to say, but it's sad. It's said in the interest of public health and safety. Researchers compare the price of alcohol in the province with 6 widely used illegal drugs, including a marijuana, cocaine, and heroin.
Alcohol's right up there with all those.
While the median price for a single dose of marijuana was lower at $1.87, the cheapest high could still be found at the liquor store. He said there's plenty of evidence around the world to show that when the price of alcohol goes up, the negative consequences go down. You guys are just broke.
Burger says no meth.
No meth. Mm. Canada doesn't have meth, I don't think. It's too cold.
Whatever, dude.
While the lead researchers in the
study... Everyone has meth.
They're just chill about it. They keep their meth use on the down low. That's why they're all
Canadian,
so fucking happy.
Yeah, you can take my snowmobile and all the money in my wallet and
my leg if you want. I took his leg.
No, I'm not from AAA.
AAA. That was the greatest bit. Seth MacFarlane, bravo. That was a good bit.
I just came from AA. No, I'm not from AAA. It looks like you need a... What is it? It looks like you need a part, eh? Oh, my gosh. That was great.
All right. Let's talk about Austin, Texas here. This is... pretty sweet. A motorcyclist, okay,
all right,
in Austin. He claims that an Austin cop who was texting while driving, okay?
Good job.
Guess who did not arrive alive?
He was tweeting.
Barely. Holy shit. Ran a stop sign and creamed him. His words, not mine. Hurting him so badly he needed 12 surgeries. The biker sued the city and 2 tech companies, cha-ching, for making the police computers without a lockout system to prevent texting while driving. Facebook and Twitter, 2 tech companies he's suing right now.
Oh, my God.
Fuck yeah.
That's awesome.
Louis Olivier says he was driving legally when police officer Damon Dunn ran a stop sign and hit him. The force of the collision literally knocked him out of his shoes. He sustained severe and life-altering injuries, requiring 12 surgeries as a result of the accident. Yeah. Olivier claims
life-altering injuries.
Officer Dunn hit him because he was using his mobile data computer, which, quote, disastrously diverted his attention from the roadway.
Jesus, dude.
Disastrously. Officer Dunn operated an Austin Police Department patrol vehicle equipped with a mobile data computer. Panasonic Toughbooks. Holla. Those are nice. They're so expensive, though. With software designed, marketed, and sold by defendants Tritech Software Systems and Versaterm U.S. Corp.
Now, is the cop still alive? Or is he
yeah,
okay,
yeah. No, nobody
what?
Died. He almost died.
Did he get
the guy on the
fired?
Bike. I don't think so.
He should be fired. Or just taken away his right to... be able to drive around.
He says that
give him a desk
the
job.
The defendant's software enabled, condoned, and promoted texting while driving. The complaint adds, patrol officers utilizing a mobile data computer while driving remove their eyes from the roadway 4 out of every 6 seconds. During the 2 seconds the patrol officer's eyes are on the roadway, inattention blindness prevents him from processing the size, color, or importance of what he sees. APD officer Dunn did not see Louis Olivier until he hit him. Then he saw him all over his windshield. All
right.
And the complaint states over 100 cities have passed regulations prohibiting texting while driving. In October of 2009, Austin passed an ordinance prohibiting texting while driving, but without informed and considered deliberations, exempted the Austin Police Department.
Oh.
Oops. Oopsies.
Dude, there's even places where it's illegal to talk on your phone and drive.
Nolly's,
like, you have to pull over.
Nolly says, send. It's not like he could pull over and then text. Oh, shit. That
but yeah,
sucks,
dude,
man.
Did you know that in what? Some places? I'm sure you do because you had to drive across country and shit. Like,
that what?
There are states where it's illegal to talk on your phone and
yeah.
drive.
Yeah, Kansas City was like that when I lived
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
they
you have
just
to
started
pull
doing
over
that.
And fucking yep. talk. Like,
and
I,
you see that. You fucking see people a lot, like, pulled over.
When my friend Josh was traveling all over the place, mm-hmm. I called him one day and he was like, hang on, I gotta call you right back. And hung yeah. up on me. And then, like, he called me back a minute later. He's like, sorry, dude, I had to pull over. I'm like, why? Why'd you have to pull over? He's like, oh, it's illegal here to talk and drive.
That's good.
Like,
I mean,
what?
Use a fucking hands-free. Everything. I have a fucking Droid X hooked up to an FM fucking transmitter.
Yeah, me too. It's
that,
so
like, I can talk while I'm just driving there, and it's cool.
I do that.
It picks it up. Yeah, it so sounds really good.
Oh, yeah,
like,
dude.
I can hear everything.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's fucking great. It's just like...
And even if you
stereo,
if you have to text, I mean, you can... Like, mine's right there. So, like, I'm looking at the road and the screen at the same time, basically, because it's on my dash on that dock thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you can hit that speaker button, the little microphone, and just talk to it, and it'll fucking type what you're telling it. And it's really good through the... Stop licking the carpet, cat. That is so weird. The cat has, like... Here, you gotta see this. The cat
She's
has, like, little micro seizures.
Thing, dude. Like, seriously? Her little foot goes... Oh, she stopped. No, but she lays
Damn
on
it.
The ground in, like, the fetal position with one leg
Do
up
it again
trying
now.
To... itch, but she's not itching herself. Her foot's just twitching in midair. Just like...
Yeah, it's weird.
Dude, please don't...
I always think
she's
having a seizure
really
when she does that. It's weird.
I know, dude.
Burger says
she
at least
does.
She's not licking her butthole.
She probably does have little micro seizures, man. I bet you she does.
Yeah, she's cool.
I mean, come on.
She's
you've
fine.
Had her since, you know, way back in the day, like when
she's
you were getting
never
really
left
high.
This house. She's going stir crazy.
She has, too, left the house.
Well?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We took her to Ryan's uh-huh. house that one day, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And she was terrorized by their cat.
Yeah. Maybe that's where it's from.
What's her name also took care of her once?
Yeah, yeah, Bunny yeah.
Yeah.
See, I mean, think same thing happened there, too.
She probably got into your drugs a long time ago when you were doing them and stuff, and permanent damage is, you know.
Hey, her
Poor
fault.
Kitty.
Her fault.
She, you know, you fucking walk in, she's shooting up.
Yeah, good she's job,
like,
kitty.
What?
I learned it from watching you.
I learned it from you, Daddy. Such a bad influence on the kitty.
I know. So, they say that Dunn's computer and computer system were defectively designed
dude.
By Tritech Software Systems and VersaTerms U.S. Core because they did not include a lockout system to prevent officers from texting while driving. Oh, she's totally doing it again.
Dude, like, she just fucking started doing it again. It was so
Do you
good.
See that?
Like, for real,
That
man.
Is so weird, right? Is like, that okay?
No,
Because she does that a lot. Not
she's
a lot.
Fucking seizing,
Can
man.
You guys see that?
Like,
Kitty.
It's so good. It's so good. Look what the...
We're like laughing at her
oh
while she's
God.
Fucking dying.
She's not...
That's so terrible.
I don't know what she's
Nolly
doing,
says
dude.
She's jonesing. Are you okay? And then she gets up and she's fine, though.
Oh, my God, dude. Like...
And then she'll, like, she'll scratch her ear, but she's not touching herself.
She does, like...
She does the motions, like, over here. It's so weird.
It's, like, out of habit.
Okay.
Like, I should itch now. And then she, dude, it's so weird. Your cat is, I've never seen another cat do that, ever.
Right? My cat is special.
Ed.
Special kitty.
Special short bus.
Okay, so, finish this up. He says, there was a safer alternative design other than the one you use, including the incorporation of lockout features through a global positioning system, which were economically and technologically feasible at the time of production, blah, blah, fucking blah, blah, blah. So he wants a bunch of money, damages, gross negligence, and product liability. So, good luck. Good luck.
Oh, man.
Poor kitty.
I know. All I can think about is we're just sitting down there doing that weird shit.
Okay. Check this shit out. If you remember John Wayne Bobbitt?
Mm. Oh, dude, I think this dude Ed in the chat has catnip growing outside. He says lots of it.
Nice.
You should send us some fresh catnip.
Potent catnip?
That would be so cool. Get my dad's ex-girlfriend used to grow catnip outside of her house. Nice. And we would clip it from the, you know, from the bush and take it home and do the catnip.
Do you have any
ape shit?
Do you have any opium poppies growing outside also? So, okay, John Wayne Bobbitt. Remember, lost guy's dick cut off by that one chick.
All right. Lorena. She was screaming at it, driving down the road, and then threw it out the window.
Okay. So, if that story has taught men anything, is to never fall asleep with an angry woman nearby, correct? Absolutely.
Which you have broken that rule a few times.
Yeah, but I sleep with one eye open all the time.
No, you do not. And you know what? I can even mess with your dick and you don't wake up.
I fake it.
No, you don't.
Okay.
You snore pretty hard.
Sometimes.
And, like, I even, like, wait a second.
That means I'm sleeping good.
Yeah. But, dude, like, I can totally mess with you, and you don't wake up.
I'm going to remember that, and you're going to wake up, and you're going to go to work with a dick on your face, like, drawn permanently.
See, I sleep light, like,
I'll hold you fucking down. I'll hold you down, then. I don't care. I'm just saying.
Doesn't matter. I could cut off your dick when you're asleep, and you wouldn't even notice I was playing with your penis.
I would.
I'm just saying. I wouldn't do it, but I'm just saying.
Fucking head off.
Not until you're done screaming about your missing penis.
Oh, while I'm screaming. While.
I'm just saying that if I wanted to, I could.
I could stab you in the face if I wanted to right now. I'm just saying. I just want you to know that I could
do
that.
Well, yes, anyone could do that. That's obvious. I just want to tell you that
if you think about it,
your penis when you're asleep and you won't wake up.
What's stopping me from doing that right now? Really? Like, if you really think about it, there's really nothing stop. Okay, so this dude in Fort Lauderdale, his angry girlfriend allegedly set his crotch on fire. He was asleep on his couch Tuesday night when he was suddenly awakened by a, quote, burning sensation in the crotch area of his pants. Standing over him was his girlfriend, Berlinda Dixon Newbold, dicks in her hand, with a cigarette lighter. He quickly realized the bottom of his shirt, which was laying over his crotch, was on fire. He was able to put out the small blaze with his hands. When he tried to leave, she confronted him at the door, and a, quote, are you ready? Heated argument, because she's dick on fire, broke out. Neighbor called the cops, who showed up and arrested her for assault.
Yeah.
And she could not make the $6,500 bail, apparently.
Well. Oh, well.
What do you do?
Too bad. I remember when that story came out, the Lorena Bobbitt thing, that was so great.
Women everywhere were like, you go, girl. And
no.
Then they're like, honey, can I have some money?
I first thought fucking loony because, like, hearing that she was screaming at the penis driving down the road. And I can't believe that they found it and were able to reattach it. Like, that blew my mind. I was like, holy shit, dude. Wouldn't it be like, you know, it rolled around in, like, dirt and shit? Like, you'd have to do some serious cleaning out of that penis to put it back on.
It's gross. Thank you.
And I'd totally ask for an extension. I'd be like, will you put, like, an extra piece in there? Please? Because it looked really small in the pictures.
And, you know, make it vibrate?
No, like, did you see the piece that was cut off in pictures at all online?
Probably.
Yeah, it only looked like this big.
Yeah.
Like an inch.
It was scared.
Very.
Yeah. Girls are crazy.
It looked like
very
a belly button. <It's> horrible.
Ed Bland says lighter fluid should have been used. He says then he made a porno.
yeah, he did.
Totally.
Yeah, totally. Awesome.
Well, you go, girl.
Does he have a Frankencock? I wonder if it's all like stitched up looking and shit. Like it was made from different pieces. You know.
From these parts combined, we have formed you.
Like, they totally gave him an extra little, you know, midsection, but it's from a black guy or something.
In the
middle. Like, there's like...
It's like a rainbow.
It's like a backwards Oreo.
Right.
Deal.
And then the tip is an Asian penis. It's
right,
so
it's
small.
Yellow.
Like
so
the
it's,
whole
it's
Asian
white,
penis as
black,
his tip.
White, yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yellow and sad.
Should put like some Latino in there.
Okay, well, speaking of dick getting cut off and burned and whatnot, this 50-year-old Egyptian citizen was arrested for illegally, he got 2 months in jail for this, okay, let's keep that in mind, illegally removing the foreskin of small blank. Illegally
children.
Removing, what kind of children? Think about that real fucking hard.
African-American children.
No, what?
What?
What
Jewish
gender?
Children.
What gender?
Boys.
Thank you.
Duh.
Boys. I was
why
really...
Would, why would
that's
even
why
be
I was
questioned?
Like, why are you taking so long to answer that?
Because
it's not children. It's boys.
I figured.
Small boys.
Okay.
They're even smaller now.
That was a dumb question. Why would you ask me what gender they're taking foreskin off of?
Why didn't you right away say, dumb at the boys? You took a minute. Thank you.
Because
the man was on trial.
I said children. That includes, that's little boys. Duh.
The man was on trial for having circumcised 9 blank. Do you need to go throw up again?
No, my throat was itchy.
Oh, okay.
Still
9 boys without a license. Do you have a license for all that foreskin, sir? Excuse me. Where did you get all those cocks? Of a license.
Wow. You know, you can see the scar from where yours was taken off.
Yeah, pretty sweet, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty
sweet. You know,
cool.
that's where you lick. That's the lick line.
It freaks you out when
it's
I fucking
so awesome.
Lick underneath the head
just
of your
get
dick
it.
And do like this. You move
you
my tongue
to
up
do
and
it
down. You're
right
like,
now.
You do like that. It's really cute.
Glory,
and you have
glory,
a freckle
hallelujah.
On the head of your dick.
What?
Just say.
Oh, yeah, I do. Huh? Forgot about that. I almost forgot about that. It's been like a whole hour and a half since I've seen my dick.
Oh, God. It's cute.
Reset the timer.
Okay.
So,
reset.
What are we talking about? Oh, right, this guy. Circumcised little boys, of course. This has marked the first time that Sweden's law on circumcising boys had been tested in court since coming into force 9 years ago. And there was, let me tell you, a celebration.
Oh, yeah? Like,
these guys fucking partied.
Nice.
Tiesto is down there just spinning. He was also convicted for assault before having circumcised a boy from Tierp in eastern Sweden without sufficient anesthesia.
They didn't do it with anesthesia back in the day. I'll wait.
Oh, that would hurt.
They didn't do it with anesthesia back in the day, dude. And they didn't do it with anesthesia. Okay.
I was a baby, though. I didn't give a shit. This kid, like, is a boy. Like, he's,
like,
you know, it's not a baby.
These boys?
Well, it's not. I would guess 5 to 12, maybe?
Well,
I don't
keep
know.
Reading
it doesn't
and
say.
See if you find the
it, no, it, do- it doesn't say.
Oh. Well... If it's like that movie with Jack Black and they circumcise the kid and he's a teenager, that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, that also was not based on anything close to a true story. It's
it
fucking
just reminded
Jack
me
Black,
of that. It
dude.
Was funny.
What?
Oh, dude, did you know that Jack Black is going to star in a remake of Gulliver's Travels? That used to be
yes.
like one of my favorite movies.
Looking forward to his work.
He's probably going to ruin it for me, but
I don't
liked
know.
That
so
movie.
He's good sometimes.
He's
sometimes he's just
better.
Like, shut up, Jack.
Back
shut,
with
no.
like School of Rock,
shut
I was
up.
Very upset.
Stop making that Jack, shut up. Stop making that stupid face.
He reminds me of my friend Cliff.
Let go of your hair. Very bad. Shut up.
Right. But yeah.
So this guy previously had a license to perform circumcisions, but the health board revoked it because of doubts about his inabilities. They doubted his inability to circumcise. We've had some complaints, and I'm going to be honest with you, Bill. You're going to have to retake the test. Sharpen up on those skills, if you will. The health board doesn't think Sweden's law works, estimating that only one-third of the roughly 3,000 boys circumcised for religious reasons in Sweden each year have the procedure performed by people with authorization. Ugh. First comment, ready? Are you ready? Hold on. No, are you ready?
Yes.
Bet he feels like a dick now. Second one, personally, I wonder where they got the tip off. Third one, a real schmuck.
Jesus Christ. Right.
So.
It's just a little bit of skin,
when I was
man.
Circumcised, I had the skin tanned and made a nice belt out of it. And a briefcase. I'm still trying to decide what to make with the rest. Maybe a nice leather sofa.
Oh my God. A nice leather sofa.
Oh, I love comments.
Sofa? Yeah, it's all from me.
I love comments.
No big deal.
A sofa. Are you a man or a whale?
Right. Oh my God.
Oh fuck. All right. Moving on here.
Foreskin is the funniest feeling skin.
So soft.
Oh, dude. It's like.
Like a baby's foreskin.
It's thin and it's.
It's like a membrane.
So soft. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you know the skin on the head of your dick? How it's so soft?
Know it well.
That's what it feels like.
Nice.
But flappy.
Unfortunately, that's a feeling, a sensation that I will never know because I just can't reach. I've tried.
Sorry.
Sucks. I think I cried that day.
What?
I was a little kid, and I think I cried the day I came to the realization that I would never be able to do that. I fucking tried.
Put your penis in your mouth?
I'm pretty flexible. I get down there. Couldn't do it.
Can you stick your tongue out and like...
No.
Get the tip?
Almost. So close.
Dude, I'll
but
help
yet,
you.
So
I'll push
far
down
away.
On
no,
you a little
you
bit
will not.
Until you say it hurts.
No, you will not.
Dude, we're going to get your penis in your mouth.
No.
Dude,
I'm gonna just go ahead
we're
and edit
do this.
All of that out.
Gonna, well, podcast. You're the one who's being gay, and it's all like I cried when I found out I couldn't do it. So,
kind of joking, but okay.
Yeah, whatever. You were not joking.
I dude, cannot
I
tell
keep
a
my
lie.
Dick in my mouth. I really want to suck on it.
Las Cruces.
I'm not gonna lie. If I could lick back, if I could fucking flick my bean by myself, I would.
What do you mean you can't? Oh, like with your mouth?
Right. You.
I
retard.
Bet you could get closer than I could.
No.
Yeah.
Yours protrudes off your body. Mine does not.
Yeah, but you're missing ribs down here, which makes you more flexible.
I'm missing ribs?
Don't women not have as many ribs as men do? Because
like...
men gave women the rib out of us. Or wait. Fuck. I don't know.
Women.
You know what I'm talking about.
Women were made.
I made you is basically what the fuck I'm
man's
saying. I made
rib.
You.
Man
made
gave
from
up
my
a rib
asshole.
To make woman.
I gave you some poop from my asshole and God made a woman.
If you believe in creation,
then
you really love poop.
I love poop. A 44-year-old woman who allegedly ripped her daughter-in-law's nipple off during a drunken argument.
O-F-F
off. Could be facing criminal charges. We're not sure yet. Maybe. The cops responded.
A beaver bit his nipple out.
Twisted his nipple right off.
Oh my God.
They responded to the medical center on Sunday when doctors were already in the process of reattaching the nipple to the 30-year-old victim's breast. Now,
did you know our friend Sean has three nipples, by the way? Just saying. Not the hawk.
Thank you for that.
Wrong one.
Could you pull your nipple off?
No. No.
Like, unscrew it, maybe?
No.
She says twist. They're twist
like,
off.
Here, let me just...
Could you imagine what that... Like,
no.
How much force had to go
yes,
into that? Like,
no.
Because I can,
won't even get my nipples pierced because my nipples are sensitive, dude. I could not.
You got sensitive nipples?
Yeah, yeah. Remember, you know, like every time we're having foreplay shit, I say, ow, cut it out.
Every time.
And you don't care and you're just like, ah,
ah, ah. Like an alarm clock.
Dude, seriously. I can't help it. Every time I say, ow, because you're like chewing on my areola.
I'm teething.
Wow.
Me and the tat just tag
team
that
shit. You totally do. I'm like, dude, ow, stop.
I know we
do. You're too rough.
I know we do.
Stop biting me, please.
I thought you were a man.
And you bite my inner thighs and it hurts and tickles all at the same time, so cut it out.
Anything else? While you're airing out your dirty laundry?
Yeah, don't put your thumb on my butthole tonight.
Duly noted. Thank you. So, yeah, that sucks for her and her nipple. Is that it? I'm fucking done. I'm so hungry. Is that it?
Can you cook so I can shower?
Fuck no. It's so late. All right.
Come on, do it all at the same time.
What time is it?
Wait forever. It's time.
Oh, check this out real quick. Chipper. Wood chipper.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Rainbow, California. Northern County man.
I love watching reenactments of people getting shoved through wood chippers.
Got his leg caught in branches, started sucking him into the wood chipper.
You know how he did it? I guarantee
son,
you he was trying to push
son,
it down with his foot. Like
his,
an idiot.
Yeah.
Like everyone does.
How do you... Well, he got pulled...
He
no,
was
he was like
stick.
Stomping in it. His son was able to stop the chipper and pulled his father out. But by then...
You shouldn't have pulled him out.
But by then, he had already sustained major trauma to his lower extremities. He pulled out a torso. Probably. I'm gonna guess. Pulled out just the whole torso. Just... Oh. Dad, like, still halfway, like, screaming, kind of, like...
Oh, my God,
Could
dude.
You imagine pulling your dad out of a wood chipper?
Probably look like a fish out of water when they do that, like... thing with their mouth.
Absolutely.
Dude.
You should have just, like, let him keep going.
Just don't do
but
that.
But, in
use
hindsight...
Use stick to shove that shit down.
Now
okay?
You can have an open casket. Well, halfway open. Halfway open.
Yeah, half.
You can have the halfway open casket.
I would just go ahead and cremate that.
49 years old.
And completely retarded.
And Mexican.
For...
Marty, Marty Miano Morales Carrion Gavron Cutronas.
Olale!
Olale, Gavron.
Don't stick your foot in a wood chipper.
First comment, one and only, give that man a Darwin Award. Holla.
Nice. Nice.
Oh, fuck yeah. Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Hey, we've had a great week. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you, Dana. Thanks all around to everyone. Email info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all the shit's at. Remember, thejamhole.com/donate. You got like another week for all donations to go to our buddy. And then after that, we'll be back to normal. You guys can give us your money. Appreciate that. Thejamhole.com/forums. Make sure you remember there. Come hang out with us. It's fun. I promise. Kind of. Yeah. Twitter. Join the Facebook group. All that stuff. And we'll see you on... Holy
hey,
Christ.
Hey,
what?
I love you.
Shut up.
Hey, see you dude. On... You're the one who was doing it, like, every show. And I thought it was really sweet. Because you ended every show with, I love you. And that was cute. So why don't you just go ahead and say you love me. Don't say you love me. Say I love you.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.